To get to his bait sites in western Maine, Bob Parker of Stony Brook Outfitters logs hundreds of miles on his worn-in pickup truck, passes through secured gates that keep most of the public at bay, and up rutted skitter trails like this one.
You know, I try to find some place where I think a bear's going to be living, you know. Sometimes you think you found a good spot and you find out it isn't, but sometimes it takes 2 or 3 weeks for the bear to find your bait site. You know, not every bait site is a working bait site.
In other words, says Parker, just because he sets out the bait doesn't mean the bears will come. Parker stops his truck, grabs a bucket of crumbled up donuts, gummy bears, and what he says is his secret ingredient, and heads into the dark woods thick with mosquitoes. A short walk later, across a stream sprinkled with moss-covered rocks, and we arrive at a partial clearing. In the middle is a covered barrel. Parker takes off the lid to keep out small bears and pours in his sugary concoction. For more than 30 years, Parker has guided hundreds of clients from as far away as Oklahoma and Texas into places like this one. During hunting season, he has them wait, camouflaged, about 70 yards away.
People have the mindset that, you know, we're just shooting a bear with his head in the barrel. That doesn't happen. These bear are smart, they're keen, they can smell, they can hear. You know, they use their nose, they're cautious, they're shy animals. Not every bear that comes to a bait site gets shot, let's put it that way.
Maine's black bear population is the largest on the East Coast, estimated at 30,000 and growing. Jen Vachon, the state's bear biologist with the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, says of the 11,000 bear hunters in Maine, only about 1 in 4 is successful at bagging a bear. That's relying mostly on bait and hounds, something 23 states allow.
To stabilize our bear population, we need to remove about 10 to 15% of the bears each year. And so that's a harvest of between 3,500 and 4,500 bears each fall.
Vachon says the state sets its target based on decades worth of research and monitoring of bears. But the objective has become harder to meet because the number of bear hunters has dropped by about 3,000 since 2004. If the referendum passes, spotting and stalking will be the only way for hunters to kill bears, except in certain circumstances. And Vachon says that's a concern, because hunters using the stalking method are only successful about 3% of the time.
Here in Maine, we'd need over 100,000 bear hunters to meet our harvest objectives. And right now we have only 11,000 bear hunters. So it would be very difficult for us to harvest bears at the numbers we need to control our population and minimize conflicts with bears and people.
Conflicts between bears and people account for about 500 complaints each year in Maine. Vachon says that's a small number considering the size of the bear population. She says other states that have restricted bear hunting have seen those complaints rise, including one western state that banned the use of bait and hounds more than 2 decades ago.
If you look at Colorado, their bear population has doubled since their referendum. They have over 1,000 bear complaints each year. And in 2012 alone, 400 bears were killed in backyards to protect property or human safety, and almost 100 were killed on roadways.
It's been 10 years since Maine voters narrowly rejected a similar proposal to ban the use of bait, hounds, and traps in Maine's bear hunt. Since then, several attempts in the legislature have also failed. Katie Hansberry is director of Mainers for Fair Bear Hunting, the campaign working to restrict bear hunting. She's also the state director for the Washington, D.C.-based Humane Society of the United States, the largest animal rights organization in the country. Of about $1.5 million raised in support of Maine's campaign so far, the group and its lobbying arm have contributed nearly all of it.
We're very confident that we're going to win and people are going to vote yes on question one in November. And this time we have 10 more years of data from the Inland Fisheries and Wildlife that demonstrate that baiting, hounding, and trapping, on top of being cruel and unsporting practices, are completely unnecessary and problematic, especially baiting.
Baiting is a problem, says Hansberry, because it hasn't worked. The bear population is climbing. Meanwhile, she says, hunters are relying on almost 7 million pounds of junk food being set out in the woods to lure bears who become accustomed to it if they aren't killed.
We're training the bears and habituating them to human foods and human smells, and that creates nuisance bears. So if we want to stabilize the bear population, nuisance complaints, what we need to do is to stop baiting, hounding, and trapping and restore fair chase to Maine's bear hunt.
Fair chase is the concept of sportsmanlike pursuit of a big game animal that does not give the hunter an unfair advantage. Hansberry says it's something that Maine animal rights groups, animal shelters, faith leaders, and more than 60 veterinarians support. So does at least one former Maine hunter who will soon be appearing in a television ad in support of Question One.
My name is Mary Moulton, and just before I was married, I hunted every day of my life almost. I would still love to hunt if I could.
Mary Moulton of Livermore Falls is 90 years old. She never hunted bear, only deer and the occasional rabbit. But she is so opposed to bear baiting, hounding, and trapping that she wrote a letter to the editor of the Bangor Daily News and has taken on the role of a spokesperson for the cause.
Anybody that does those three things don't know what hunting's all about, and they're better off to stay out of the woods. That's my opinion.
Moulton says baiting and trapping are degrading to bears. But IFNW biologist Jen Vachon says she thinks bears will be seen as a nuisance animal or a pest if encounters with people and their property increase. Outfitter Bob Parker says he fears mother bears will be lost in greater numbers if hunters can't properly identify them and avoid targeting them the way they can now at bait sites and with the use of traps and hounds. And there's another reason Parker says he'll vote no on one.
If this referendum passes, it's going to put hundreds of outfitters out of business. And some of us outfitters, you know, we employ 6 or 7 people. It's very bad for Maine, bad for the economy. Bear hunting isn't the only thing I do, but it's the biggest part of my income. And if this passes, it's going to put me out of business. As simple as that.
Supporters reject the idea that passage of the referendum will be bad for the economy. Expect both sides to present competing economic impact studies well before Election Day. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.